from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Score!
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Mike Florio with Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Mike Florio is, as we hear, he's preparing his palatial West Virginia estate for a massive fireworks show. He's probably gone past state lines, and he's had people illegally bring trucks full of fireworks.
I feel like he might not have to do that in West Virginia.
Yeah, I don't even know what the laws are. I guess
he could probably just go somewhere.
There's
going to
be
West
just
Virginia.
A massive celebration of this country and make us all weep with patriotic joy. He joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino, CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Things are good, Mike. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I'm looking forward to watching it this afternoon. Did you check out Hard Knocks Offseason?
I haven't yet, and I probably will. I'll probably watch it while I work out later. I really don't want to. I'm curious how they can continue to generate Hard Knocks content. It's kind of like how Pizza Hut keeps finding ways to put cheese into the crust of a pizza. Where else can you jam cheese into and around a pizza? But they apparently think that people want it and that people will consume it, so they keep doing it. I just don't know what there is that's happening in the offseason that anyone would care about, especially a team like the Giants, which is just on the borderline of relevance right now.
I had a thought about the cheese situation you just discussed. What if you do a double crust and then put a layer of cheese between the two crusts on the bottom?
That's like a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Then it becomes a
idea.
Double-decker pizza. I think I just created Pizza Hut's next concept.
We did something the other night, although I didn't do it. My brother-in-law did, that probably would be conducive to a massive coronary. We had lasagna and pizza, and he actually put lasagna on top of the slice of pizza, like spread out. So that could be a new thing, too. Different pasta dishes that get distributed onto the top of the pizza over and above the pepperoni, cheese, and whatever else you have. Hey, there's a million-dollar idea that somebody's going to steal. You're going to have pasta on top of the pizza.
There's a YouTube channel called Epic Mealtime that might be up your alley there. I also have a valid Bears question, but it's not as fun as this. When do you start to be concerned about Caleb Williams not having signed his rookie contract yet?
Great question.
Not as good as the pizza, though. I mean, they're both a toss-up, pun intended.
It used to be no one really signed until after the 4th of July. And I remember the Bears were kind of the outliers with Cliff Stein doing the contracts. They would start getting them done in June, which was like, oh, well, what's the hurry? It's June. We don't do these until after the 4th of July. Now most of them are signed before Memorial Day. And there's just a handful of guys unsigned in round one, 5 of them, 2 with the Bears. And I wrote something about this earlier, and I think we've talked about this in the past. There isn't much over which player and team can haggle. Cash flow for the signing bonus. How soon am I going to get my signing bonus? I'm getting it all now. Am I getting half now, half a year from now? Is there some other formula you're proposing? When do I get my money? That's one thing. What will it take to allow the team to wipe out the remaining guaranteed money. That was the thing that Roquan Smith held out over, what, 6-7 years ago, where any suspension for any type of thing, on-field violation, boom, the guarantees go away. There was a holdout over that. And then also, this doesn't come up very often, but if the guy's cut with guaranteed money left on his contract, and for the first round, all of the contracts are fully guaranteed for 4 years, if he's cut and he goes somewhere else, would the Bears get credit for what he earns elsewhere, or would it be a double dip situation where there's no offset? He keeps everything from the Bears plus whatever he gets elsewhere. Those are the only three things that there are to argue about. And so why can't we get a deal done? Now, he doesn't have an agent. Maybe that's one of the reasons it's taking time. But I'd say once we get, let's say, to the 11th of July, 1 week removed from the 4th of July, that would probably be the point to start wondering what's going on here.
Speaking of contracts, you put together an early list, a cloud of names of veterans who would possibly either hold out or hold in. What filters did you use to determine which names you would write up?
I don't know. I don't have much of a filter. So it's just my base of knowledge and what we've been writing about and talking about since last season ended, the things that have hit our radar screen, the players that have either been openly or discreetly trying to get new contracts. Tyreek Hill, for example. Most people would say, who haven't been paying attention to the NFL since the end of the season, oh, he's fine, he's under contract. Yeah, but he's making less than $20 million this year, and he's actually under a $25 million a year contract. The final year drives the average up artificially to $30 million. He's being left in the dust by Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's even $3.25 million per year behind his teammate, Jalen Waddle. So that's one that I'm keeping an eye on because he's saying all the right things, but at a deeper level, he wants his money. Tua Tagovailoa, same thing. A lot of people aren't recognizing the possibility he might not show up. So it's basically 4 or 5 months of hot spots that have popped up. I tried to catch all of them, and I probably missed a couple, but there's a lot of guys that are obvious and guys that aren't obvious that may be holding out when camp opens.
Mike, we've talked about on this show recently, Ryan Poles very positive about Caleb Williams ingratiating himself into the city. He's out and about. He's embracing the concept of being the quarterback here. He's in a position of power here. Like there theoretically could be something that could happen. Since it is July 3rd and this is the dark period of the NFL, I feel like I can ask you about a good hypothetical here. You know, is he trying to do something that hasn't been done in a rookie contract situation as well? And how much leeway, given the CBA, does he have?
All he could really do is say, I want my entire signing bonus today. I want no language in the contract that would allow you to void the guarantees. And I want no offset if you would cut me at some point in the next 4 years and I'd be a free agent and I'd go somewhere else. That's really it. There's nothing else significant that his dad or whoever's advising him or him directly could ask for. The money is set. The money is determined. It's all slotted. That was the upshot of the 2011 CBA. There's only so much you can do. And once you get to the point where the contract is fully guaranteed, and we're seeing more and more guys as we get deeper and deeper into the draft, get guarantees and full guarantees. It used to be the first 20 players got full guarantees. Now the full first round gets full guarantees. The first pick's always gotten a fully guaranteed deal. So there isn't much that can be done. And if I'm Caleb Williams, let's just get this done. Let's just get this behind us. Let's get my signing bonus today. I mean, in theory, you know, the proverbial hit by a bus. I mean, you want to get that money today because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bears report to rookies report to camp on the 16th. So we're less than 2 weeks away. Mike, what do you make of what's happening between Micah Parsons and Malik Hooker?
Well, on the surface, look, Micah Parsons is a cornerstone player with the Cowboys. He's one of the great defensive players in the NFL. There has been some chatter that maybe Micah Parsons' routine is wearing thin on the Cowboys. I look at it and say, it's Micah Parsons. Do a little research on what the Giants tolerated with Lawrence Taylor. They dealt with a lot worse with Lawrence Taylor because he was a great player. That's what Micah Parsons is. And I think Malik Hooker may be articulating some of the frustrations that the Cowboys might have against Parsons having his podcast and speaking his mind and calling people out and kind of doing what he does. And he may need to modulate that at some point, but he's Micah Parsons. And it's amazing to me that anyone connected to the Dallas Cowboys would say anything other than, Micah, do whatever you want, say whatever you want. As long as you show up and play like Micah Parsons, we are fine with it. And that's another one that's a lurking hotspot. He said he's willing to wait his turn for a new contract. If I'm Micah Parsons, I'm not setting foot on a practice field until I get my long-term deal. He's due to make under $3 million this year. That's criminal for what this guy means to the Cowboys and to the NFL. So I think it's a mistake by Hooker, but I also think Hooker felt comfortable saying it because for whatever reason, there's this weird vibe around the Cowboys that they don't like the way Micah Parsons carries himself. Well, he'll carry himself for another team if you don't like having Micah Parsons around.
I think that's a good time to ask you this. Who has been the most disappointing NFL team this offseason?
I mean, the Cowboys are the easiest ones, especially because they set the bar with Jerry Jones saying at the Senior Bowl they're going all in the classic sense, not some other alternate meaning of the term all in. Chips in the middle of the table. I didn't even know there was a different meaning, but chips in the middle of the table. We're going to do everything we can to have a team that gets to the Super Bowl and wins it this year. Oh, wait, we can't do any of that because we've got a contract mess with Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Micah Parsons. And Dak is the linchpin. And they're not willing to do what they have to do to get Dak Prescott's cap number down from $55.4 million this year. And if he leaves after this year, counts for $54.5 million next year. So his leverage, people say when Jared Goff does a contract, what's that mean for Dak? Nothing. Because his leverage comes from his cap numbers. Same thing with Trevor Lawrence. What's it mean for Dak? Nothing. His leverage comes from his cap numbers. And I think they're trying to figure out a way to play this out where they get through this season, make him an offer. He sees what else is out there and he realizes I'm better off staying with the Cowboys. But until then, it's $55.4 million this year. It makes it hard to do business. And you look at the Eagles, they've gotten better. And last year, they were the better team. They just fell apart down the stretch. The Cowboys got lucky to pull the inside straight and win the division. The Cowboys are really going to be in a mess this year. And your coach is a lame duck. Jerry Jones thinking about Bill Belichick. I just have the feeling this could end up being a mess for the Dallas Cowboys.
Mike, we had a conversation, I think it was off the air yesterday, talking about the Aaron Rodgers gallivanting through the Egyptian desert. And then Lawrence asked, is he healthy? Is Aaron Rodgers is he actually ready to play NFL football?
Well, he might be healthy, but let's look at it this way. He's played 4 snaps of regular season football in 20 months, and he's going to play 3 games in 10 days to start the season. And when he's spoken about the upcoming season, there's this presumption he's going to play all 17 games. I'm betting the under on that. If DraftKings makes that prop available, and if I were allowed to bet and inclined to bet, and I'm not on either count, I would say this guy's not playing 17 games. Why would we believe he's going to show up at age 40, coming off of a torn Achilles, 4 snaps since January of 2023? He's going to play 17 games this year. You know, the problem for Aaron Rodgers is his lower body is so explosive that he can still muster the acceleration and the speed that he used to. But when you get to 40, you start having what the Chris Sims calls it, the old man injury, where the ligament is gonna say, no. The tendon is gonna say, no. You know, the muscle fiber is gonna say, no. You're not 27 anymore. And I think they really need to consider, if you remember, there was a year where Aaron Rodgers had a calf injury and he played through it most of the year. It was the year where in the playoffs or close to the playoffs, and Ndamukong Suh actually accidentally stepped on his calf with his cleat. He said his foot was numb because it was cold in Green Bay that day. He didn't realize he was digging his cleats into Aaron Rodgers' injured calf. He stayed in the pocket. He didn't move around a lot. I think the Jets have to keep him stationary because once he accelerates, that's when something may go. So I don't know why, even if he's healthy, I don't know why anyone just believes he's going to stay healthy all year long.
Mike, watching what Patrick Mahomes is doing from a business standpoint is pretty fascinating. And now he got Texas A&M to flip from Under Armour to Adidas because he's an Adidas athlete. And they even used him taping Adidas over a Texas Tech Under Armour shirt to as their promo. They put a facsimile of that over the field, and then they reveal the Adidas logo and the Patrick Mahomes logo. Can you remember, maybe Peyton Manning is the comp here, of a quarterback in the middle of their career doing so much from a business standpoint to set themselves up after their career is over?
Well, and I remember early on, Patrick Mahomes' representative said he's being very careful and selective about which endorsement deals he does. He doesn't want to move too fast. Now, everywhere you go, there's Patrick Mahomes, and it makes sense. He's the most marketable player in any sport right now. I believe he's worth $100 million a year to the National Football League. I've been saying they should have a separate fund that compensates the guys who are the true faces of the game. He is worth far more than what he's getting paid directly to the NFL. And, you know, this is a guy who as long as he continues to play like he has the last 6 years, and his floor in 6 years as a starter is losing in overtime of the AFC Championship game. That's his worst in any season since he's been a starter. It really is incredible, the resume he's putting together. He's never changed. He's down to earth. He's a great guy. He's everything you'd want in a football player, and I can understand why he's in position to leverage that into a business empire. And here's to Patrick Mahomes and everything he's able to do financially.
It's actually kind of surprising when you consider it that he hasn't done more given his extreme success in that vein. Like it's being a teammate. We talk all the time about like people setting up their teammates for success in unlikely ways. You see it in the NFL or at pro days, for example. And maybe he doesn't get enough credit for the focus he really has kept on the football side when you consider the success he could really achieve on the personal marketing side.
Look what Caleb Williams is doing.
That's a good example.
Caleb hasn't even played an NFL game, and he already has like an investment firm.
And I'm not even saying that's wrong. You know, it's following your effort versus maybe your passion. But, Mike, I want to know your thoughts on that, too. Patrick Mahomes hasn't been that guy as much. Maybe that's just who he is. But it's good to see him taking advantage.
And he's able to do everything that he needs to do. He balances work and family. He's all in with football. He's fully committed in the offseason, spending time with teammates, taking them down to Texas, working out with them, doing the things where he'll go work out with the guys they're evaluating in the draft. And he's just very invested in the ongoing success of the team. And there was something that came up recently. His mother made the comment that maybe he won't play as long as Tom Brady did because if it conflicts with family, he'll step aside. I think he's still obsessed with getting to 7 or 8 Super Bowl wins, but it would be interesting to see. And it's a tall order for him to catch Brady before the age of 40. If he would catch and pass Brady in the next 10 or 11 years, would he just say, I'm done? The moment he gets to number 8, would he walk off into the sunset the way that Brady's ex-wife wanted him to do after the 28-3 comeback, when he got to number 5, the year he was suspended? You know, I argued, hey, this is the perfect time to do the longest yard thing. Paul Crewe takes the trophy to the commissioner and says, put this in your trophy case and just, I'm out. I could see Patrick Mahomes doing that once he achieves everything that he set out for himself in football and not just hang around and hang around and hang around. It's just going to be fascinating to see what the next decade holds for Patrick Mahomes and for all of us, because he's clearly the most impactful player in the NFL.
I think it's actually stick this in your trophy case, if I remember.
Stick this in your trophy case.
Yeah.
That's right.
It wasn't just put. I think there's a different
Eddie Albert.
Different verb there said to Eddie Albert.
Mike, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks. Good talking to you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.